Robert Frost long ago reminded us that good fences make good neighbors. That's still the idea behind two walls built on Kauai to protect 6,000 acres of wilderness from its most unfriendly neighbors, feral pigs and goats. Trey Menard of the Nature Conservancy says one of the goals is safeguarding the island's water supply.
The biggest threat that we have right now to our watersheds, which are forests, the uplands that collect water from rain and provide it for streams and aquifers, are feral animals, pigs, goats, and also invasive weeds, plants that invade and take over the native forest. The native forest was particularly adapted for collecting water and providing it for stream and aquifer recharge, and that's basically what we use for our agriculture and drinking water. The pigs and goats, what they do is they dig up the ground, they cause water to erode off the surface, taking sediment with it into the streams, and it degrades the quality of the watershed, but it also degrades the ability of the watershed to collect water from rainfall. So the idea is to control the animal populations. You have to build fences because they reproduce too quickly to be able to control them in what we call an open system. So basically we have to isolate the populations by building fences.
This sounds like a classic example of how introduced species in Hawaii can cause a whole ecosystem to unravel.
Yeah, especially with the pigs and goats, what they do is not only do they degrade the ability of the forest to capture water, but they also create an opportunity for invasive plants to move in. Hawaiian forests aren't necessarily adapted to that kind of disturbance, so they don't recover very well after they've been rototilled by pigs or browsed by goats.
Well, it sounds like the area that you're protecting in its native state is a spectacular kind of Garden of Eden of what's left of nature in Hawaii.
Oh, absolutely. On Kauai, because it's the oldest of the high islands in the Hawaiian chain, it's about 5 million years old. So the species that arrived here on their own over time have had more time to evolve and radiate into multiple species. So Kauai is the most diverse of all the islands in terms of its plant diversity and also bird diversity. So, yeah, I mean, the areas that we're protecting on Kauai have extremely high biodiversity. And in something like, for instance, the area that we fenced off has over 30 endangered species. That's more endangered species in one small area than many of the states in the country.
Much that cannot be undone, right?
You know, there are no hopeless situations. There's expensive situations. But, yeah, places that are already fairly intact, if you fence them off, you have a chance of defending these areas in the future. For the more degraded areas, obviously it's going to take a lot more work. But, you know, we have shown that when you do fence them off and you do control the weeds and ungulates, that these areas do recover.
Over a decade, couple of decades?
It really depends on how degraded it was to begin with. But for some of the areas, like the area that we just fenced off, before we put the fence in, we had patches of areas that were pretty well damaged by pigs. Pretty well dug up, and just since we've closed the fence and started removing the pigs and the goats, we're already seeing those areas recover. We're already seeing native plants start to make a comeback.
So nature's got a certain amount of force of its own then, huh?
I think so. You know, we're able to work with nature here in Hawaii and understand how it works, and I think that here, when we're dealing with intact upland forests, we have a really good chance of getting these places to recover.
Are there some other areas of Hawaii that you'd like to see this done?
I think the most important thing for water resources would be to fence off and protect the areas that receive the most rainfall. So these would be like the tops of the mountains of all the islands. You know, West Maui has a fencing around it. East Maui has fencing around it. There are some places on the Big Island that have fencing, but there are some areas that require fencing, I think, like in the southern part of the Big Island, in Kau.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that those would be the top priority, in my opinion, to work with first, and then work down the mountainsides.
So the priority concern really is protection of the water supply?
Well, I think it's kind of a twofold priority. I think that in many cases, the areas that do receive the most rainfall and have the most importance for water supply also contain the greatest biodiversity. And they're also the most intact. So those are the things that we look at when we're prioritizing areas, are areas that have high biodiversity, high rainfall catchment, and are relatively intact. Those are the areas that we feel that we can have the best chance of protecting. And then we kind of work down the list from there.
The endangered species and invasive species situation has been well known now for a while in Hawaii. Do you find that young people growing up in today's Hawaii are more aware of the need to protect the land and more concerned about it? Is there going to be a cultural shift about all this?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we work with the state's Youth Conservation Corps. Every summer they come out in the field with us and they do work. And these are bright, young high school students that are interested in conservation and the environment. And, you know, I do see, you know, more energy and enthusiasm towards protecting the forest and certainly a greater understanding of the value of the forest than there was when I was in college and in graduate school years ago. You know, I definitely see a shift in the viewpoints of our younger people.
Trey Menard is Director of Forest Conservation for the Nature Conservancy. The Kauai Nature Conservancy oversaw the fencing project for the benefit of the Kauai Watershed Alliance.